Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
And finally on the program tonight, Markets and Company News, I'm joined by Chantal Marks, Head of Investment Research and Content at FNB Wealth and Investment. Chantal, good evening to you and a very warm welcome. Let's start with the JSE if we can. A better day for retailers on the exchange today. Woolies up by over 3% and not a bad day for Clicks either.
No, not at all. And perhaps investors re-looking at these local retailers. I had a quick look at the performance of the index year to date, down 14% year to date. So basically what you have is that these companies still seem to offer really decent value, especially if you look at valuation multiples relative to history. And they're now a little bit cheaper. I also think what has helped over the last week is that the Rand has actually been relatively stable post the budget postponement. And similarly, we saw a bit of a spike in bond yields, but that came back down nicely as well.
I just think the Woolies share price is up today, Chantal, because Mrs. Maggs has been doing her month-end shopping there. But that's a different conversation entirely. There was a trading update out today from Grindrod, and no real surprise here. It says in the statement it's uniquely poised to take advantage of the opportunities in the logistics space as South Africa progresses, obviously involved in ports and shipping. But again, we still wait for this private sector partnership pipeline to be more assertively opened, don't we?
Yes, absolutely. And I mean, Grindrod really is uniquely positioned. They're not overstating that fact. They've just brought back several locomotives from Sierra Leone, and they're refurbishing it and ready to go to participate in those open access slots on the railway network. They just need those contracts to, or the terms at least of those contracts to be finalized so that they can actually bid for them. And then, of course, in Mozambique as well, the Matola terminal in Maputo, they are looking to take a bigger stake. It's been a very successful venture for them so far. So I think that they'll continue with that. Obviously, a little bit of pressure in the last few months because of the unrest in Mozambique. But I think once that's behind them, it should start going well as well. And then finally, they are negotiating for the Richards Bay container handling facility. And they've said that they've concluded those negotiations. So we'll see what happens in the next few weeks ahead.
So let's move from transport logistics to education. Curo, it is a small cap stock. Its share price down by 1.2% today. But it has also put a note out today saying that it expects to report higher full year earnings. This is an interesting one because often education spend in South Africa among cash-strapped parents is very constrained. I guess people are really looking for the best value for money here when it comes to education.
Yes, and they actually did mention that there is definitely still consumer strain. You can see that coming through in their registered learner numbers that were actually slightly lower on the 10th of February relative to where it was on the 29th of December last year. So I think that they were expecting a bit of a benefit coming through from lower inflation, lower interest rates and the like, but that hasn't really materialized for Curo yet. And I think that that's why we've seen that pressure on the share price. Nevertheless, I think fee increases have been positive. They've got lots of ancillary income that's also doing well for them, and that's resulted in profitability improving. And then another interesting point from that update was that they're taking some impairments on underperforming campuses. Now, 8 of these campuses, they had already started impairing previously, but they specifically mentioned steel industry closures in 2 towns that is going to impact 2 of their other campuses. So it's just incredible what the knock-on impact, like I presume the ArcelorMittal Long's business close down, actually has.
And that is a very good case study because no doubt other organizations that have representation within that broader orbit are probably going to make similar announcements in the days and weeks to come.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I think there'll be a knock-on impact on consumer health in those towns, especially since the entire labor complement is unlikely to be absorbed immediately by the rest of those economies. So I would expect pressure on retailers. I would expect pressure on these kind of casual dining places. So the likes of a Spur, the likes of a Famous Brands. So it and that's just the beginning.
We are talking about Spur and Famous Brands. Let's stick with food if we can now. It's interesting to see the follow through on this Prosus announcement owned by Naspers, taking another swing at JustEatTakeaway.com. It's a European company. It has succeeded second time round. And the amount of money here, Chantal, is eye-watering. It's worth 79 billion rand. Market was not fully convinced yesterday, and I think probably the same today.
Yes, so what generally tends to happen is when a company makes a big acquisition, the share price does tend to come under pressure because it adds execution risk. So yes, it sounds really great. It will complement their other takeaway businesses or kind of fast food delivery businesses. There's an opportunity to tie them up, to take out head office costs and run more efficient operations. But there is execution risk there. And that is why you would have seen the share price coming under pressure. And it's a big amount of money. I mean, even though they have got a huge cash pile on hand as Prosus, this is basically cutting it in half. So it's a big bet for Prosus and by extension for Naspers. But we have seen a bit of a recovery today. I think management talking to the market, kind of detailing their plans. And the reality is that it is a bit of a bargain buy. So the first time they put in a bid, it was much higher because the share price for JustEatTakeaway.com was much higher. But they made a strategic mistake, JustEatTakeaway.com, because they brought a company called Grubhub in the US at the peak of COVID-19. And of course, post that, food delivery has just gone down in terms of its demand. And that had a massive impact on Just Eat. Their share price was down 90% from its COVID-19 peak when Naspers or Prosus came in and made this offer.
Yeah, I mean, whichever way you look at it, Chantal, that is a lot of pizza that needs to be developed in order to realize any return on investment. Just two quick things before I let you go. Moody's, we always take note when a ratings agency talks. It's weighed in on the budget delay, but being very emphatic here, saying that come March 12, when the budget is actually delivered, that message of fiscal consolidation is absolutely critical. So people are watching, right?
Yes, absolutely. I must say I was really surprised by how calm they were. They mentioned that the friction in the budgeting process in this coalition government has been factored into their baseline assumptions. So they were expecting some sort of friction or a delay to the budget. And the fact that it materialized just, I think, emphasizes how clearly they think about these things. Because we as citizens will sit and say, oh, what an embarrassment. The budget has been delayed. Everyone's fighting. But the reality is it's coalition politics. And this is seen all over the world. So Moody says that they want that commitment to fiscal consolidation. They expect that commitment to fiscal consolidation. But if it doesn't happen and the fights continue, they'll have to rethink their view around South Africa again.
And just finally, I think I'm correct in saying that tomorrow Stats SA releases January CPI numbers. And there is a sense that headline inflation could rise marginally.
Yes, so we expect a marginal lift to 3.2% in January. The only issue that we have in terms of forecasting at the moment is that there are revised basket weights and a new index base that's going to provide some uncertainty. And I think that that's why it was delayed in the first place. But overall, we expect inflation to remain subdued probably through the first half of this year with a bit of a tick up in the second half of the year because the base will be slightly lower. Overall, though, for 2025 overall, rather, we expect inflation to be kind of around about the Reserve Bank's 4.5% midpoint of its target range.
And we'll talk again soon. That's Chantal Marks, Head of Investment Research and Content at FNB Wealth and Investment. Chantal, thank you very much.
Heart Business on Heart 1027 with MoneyWeb.